Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talk, which, by the way, besides finding here on Health Cafe, you can find it over on Pandora or iHeart Radio. You go into iHeart Radio, or you go into Pandora.com or iHeartRadio.com. Put in the podcast, should be a search there, and you put in Dan's Health Talks. And don't forget to like it. I guess they measure the likes and stuff, and that's important on how easy it is to find. But another way to do it, and maybe a better way to do it, is go to danshealthtalks.com, D-A-N-S, no apostrophe, healthtalks.com. And over there where it says events, one of the things that it will link you over to iHeartRadio.com or Pandora.com and my name. There you'll find, we're up in the mid-70s or soon probably another few weeks be at 80 shows there. So we do a show a week, so we're talking about getting close to a year and a half, almost a year and a half. Really wanting you to take advantage of that. There's a lot of great people I put on here, and I think I actually come up with some pretty important things to say as well, so I want you to take advantage of that. That's a great way to link over to there. And you can find a little bit more background on me. I don't particularly, I'm not really good, like some people, at self-promotion. It was a little frowned on, at least by my mother. My dad was a pretty big bragger, and he used to say how he hated people that bragged. We'd all laugh under our breath because he was the biggest that we had ever encountered. But he was actually very good at what he did. And so I guess that old saying, if you're, I don't know who said it. I think it's Babe Ruth that said, if you can do it, it's not bragging. So I don't know. But I will tell you that there's been so much transition in this industry since I started back in 93. Certain things that I've learned that I've had to, reprocess and change my mind. But certain things I started off with, fortunately, I came across some material right before I started radio that got me in the right direction on nutrition. Before I started radio, the concept was that you should avoid fats. Fats is the cause of heart attacks. And hydrogenated oil and partially hydrogenated and trans fatty acids and these inflammatory oils, which are usually hydrogenated oils, are very related to heart attacks. But many, many other oils are not. They're just the opposite, like olive oil, macadamia oil, avocado oil or avocados, and coconut oil, and even saturated fat. It may even be beneficial. But with the concept back then was a low-carb diet is a bad idea. Well, I understood that way back in 1968, that it was a very good way to lose weight. And a Mr. Universe, Dave Draper, was running Joe Weider's office out in California. So I'm a little kid from Oklahoma, from a small town that's been lifting weights since I was 14 years old. And it's my hobby, it's my thing. I started making weight equipment because we had a family steel fabrication place there in Woodward, Oklahoma. And so I started designing all kinds of stuff, squat racks and hack machines and calf raise deals. So all the kids in my little town would want to come work out with me, and it was just my thing. So one of the first things I wanted to do when I got to California is go by Joe Weider's office. And when I walked in there, Dave Draper, he asked me, I remember the question he asked me. He said, what's in a calorie? What does a calorie amount to? And I said, well, a calorie is how much energy it takes to raise a cube of water 1 centigrade. And that was not the answer he was looking for. I gave him the scientific definition of a calorie. But he was trying to say that it's not calories that matter, it's carbohydrates. And every gram of carbohydrates you eat, you retain 2 grams of water. A friend of mine that just told me, he said that, I said, you look a little thinner. He said, no, I gained 6 pounds or something like that because it was my wife's birthday, and I ate the most delicious pizza that I've eaten in years. And he's been on a very strict low-carb diet. And when you've totally drained carbs out of your body and you're functioning off fats and proteins, then your body gets rid of all this excess fluid, which is very good for blood pressure. A lot of people have high blood pressure because they're eating too many carbs, and it causes the blood vessels to retain too much water inside of them. At the same time, when your adrenaline gland is being fired up and down because when you eat too many carbs, it also causes the insulin to pour out, which drives the carbohydrate levels down too low, and it causes the brain to over-respond to it because it needs a certain amount of sugar, which can be derived from the protein and our energy derived from the fats. What it does, it triggers the adrenaline gland to break down sugar out of the muscles and out of the liver. But why it's stimulating the adrenals, it's putting you in a flight and fight type of scenario, like there's something that you need to run from or fight for your life. And when you do that, there's a little anxiety, but there's also a little excitement in the body. So some people, their mind remembers that excitement and it craves more and more sugar to keep up, just like a craving caffeine. But at the same time, you're exhausting your adrenaline gland and you're actually triggering the body to store fat and not burn it as an energy source. So that becomes a dilemma. And your energy is very short term, so you're wanting more sugar, because after a while of doing that, your body gets where it can't burn its own body fat, so it's dependent on sugar to have energy. But about a week to 10 days in a low carb diet, your body starts burning body fat again. But when I first started doing radio back in March of 97, there was a lady that has a radio show that started about 6 months after I did. And I can remember people would call in and say, well, there's this guy that's saying you should eat low carbs. Well, I just read the Protein Power book, and then I read Atkins again. I had, before that, a few years before that, not long, probably about 95, I knew that low carb was a great way to lose weight. I'd used it many times, but I thought it wasn't healthy. And a friend of mine's father had lost 60 pounds on a low carb diet. And I said, yeah, Cindy, that's great, but he shouldn't do that. It's not a good diet. It's hard on the heart. I was wrong. And I learned that I was wrong when I read the Protein Power book. And the Protein Power book by the Mary and Dan Ease and Dan Ease, it's actually Dan Ease I had on, they were taking a lot of their information from Colorado University, who was doing a lot of research on the paleo concept and low carb. And now, the Protein Power book allowed a little bit more protein than what we normally see today. But it's on the keto diet is a low carb, but it is a moderate to low protein diet as well. And it's high fat, but good fats. Again, coconut oil, olive oil, nut oils, just a lot of good oils, and avoiding the bad oils. And that's its approach. That diet actually was used many, many years ago. Mayo Clinic found it was helpful for kids that had epilepsy. And they would use that kind of high-fat diet because it feeds the brain. It develops ketones. And ketones is a second energy source for the brain and for the heart. And now they've used it for a lot of other stuff. I still prefer a little higher protein, but I really like low carb. Now, something I found recently, I've seen it before, but I didn't look close at the label, and I'm someone that reads labels. That's really my business, is to know exactly what's in things. And the Julian Bakery, they have these granola products, they have brownie cookies, they have a wrap. I use the wraps today, and just threw in some meat and mustard and a little, you know, and some seasoning and stuff and lettuce, and it made a great sandwich. Well, it has basically made out of Sanchi, which is one of the highest things that are not meats or not eggs, one of the highest things in nature. In fact, I think it's higher in protein than eggs are. And it's just sort of a nut. It's, I don't know if you call it a nut or a bean, but I think it's a nut in the classification. And I use them to snack on some. Well, they're apparently it's they can make bread with it. They can make equivalent to flour tortillas. And then they use what's called resistant starch. Resistant starch is a concept that's pretty new to me, just a few years old. And one of the ladies that takes my exercise class is the first one to tell me about it. They can take a potato or they can take rice. They boil it or cook it. Then they put it in the refrigerator and let it get cold. They can heat it up again and do it again. But when they do that, they turn all the starch into that, into a type of fiber that the body can't absorb, at least until it gets to the colon. And it doesn't absorb it then, but it feeds the probiotics in the gut and helps make butyrate acid, which is one of the most important things you can have for a healthy gut. Now, you can buy things that give you butyrate acid now, but this is a great way. It's tasty. I was eating the granola yesterday in Oklahoma area. I picked it up over at Dotson's in Norman, and they had a good range of these things. But there's not hardly anyone in Oklahoma City. I know Omega Health is going to pick it up here, which is out on 2427 North Council. I asked them to get it because I said, I didn't want to drive 30, 35 miles to get it. But I would because I like it that much. But you're eating, you feel good, you're getting a lot of fiber. And one of the keys to losing weight is eating at least 25 grams or more of fiber a day. Well, this is a very healthy fiber. So it's a great way of doing that. And so I'm recommending these. You can find them on Amazon, Julian Bakery. I've never talked to the company. I'm going to. But I've never talked to the company yet because I really like these products. That for a person who wants to eat low carb, it makes it easy to do. The brownie was really tasty. But it is actually very healthy for me. Folks, we're going to be right back. Folks, there's a number of different CBD products out there. So many. Everyone jumped into it. But the company that was one of the first and the best is the one that I use because I know the purity and the efforts they go, and I know the research. And I know because they use it in an oil base and the way they do it, it will last 4 or 5 times longer in my system. And yet, because they're so big, they're able to give it a very economical price. And that's CV Sciences, and their products are plus CBD oil. I use the gold, and I also use the red sometimes if I have some peripheral pain going on. Fantastic products, folks. Ultimato Restore may be the most phenomenal product I've ever seen in the nutritional world. It is phenomenal what it does to the mitochondria and how that changes everything. Now, I want to see everybody taking it because it will literally, I believe, add years to your life. And you'll reverse things that may be suffering from for many, many years. So call 301-526-0600. That's Roger Hill. Tell him that Dan Soloway had you call, and you'll find what I'm talking about. Give it a month or two, and your life will change for the better.
Hi, that's Robert Jean. I bet you're ready. You tried everything. You tried the drugs. You tried the treatments. You tried the therapies, and you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works. I know how to shift memories, and I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsToChange.com is a beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. SkillsToChange.com.
I want to make you aware that there's a new website for the show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. Find leads on where to hear this show again, the podcast. You're going to be able to look at things I may have talked about, go directly to those companies, read their books like Doug Kaufman or Dr. Kaz Ingram. I'm really pleased with this. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. So share this information, danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway again, and I always want to remind you of the website, because from the website you can find where you can go to Pandora and iHeart. So if you're just tuning in and you hear something here you want to hear again, go to danshealthtalks.com, and up at the top where it gives you choices like sponsors, if you hear something like I'm interviewing Sue Tomp and he's talking about CV Sciences, or I'm talking to Kaz Ingram and he might mention something about oregano oil or something, or one of his books, any of that, you can find sponsors and you can link over to them to their websites. You can find a link over to Doug Kaufman's Know the Cause. You can find, there's a number of different ones. And one company that I really like is Fox Legacy. And every Saturday, almost every Saturday, I help them with a talk. I'm not the only one on there. There's another, sometimes one or two, sometimes, usually one or two other doctors. And you'll hear some of the most extraordinary stories, case studies of people and the results they've gotten with Restore and the Rejuvenate products that Dr. Elliott created. And he's one of, I've met a lot of geniuses in this field over the year. My job is to read books, find these people, and bring them to you, and then to quiz them. So I get to glean all their information, which I really like. It's sort of a lazy man's way of learning. I don't have to spend 5 years in the lab researching something. I can just ask them what they found. And then one of the things I like doing with the show that's been fun for me over the years is I have one expert on and he's talking about a point. And I said, well, I had another expert, so-and-so, that he had this view on the same thing. And sometimes they get a little bit of debate going. Sometimes, like I've told Dr. Ingram about some things that I've learned from someone else, and he's used that in his books. And so I like passing on information to the experts as well as to you all. And so I've enjoyed that a great deal. And I'm going to tell you a story before I go any further here. I want to give you a phone number first. In Central Standard Time at 11 o'clock, there's a call that goes to 12 o'clock here. So depending on what time zone you're in. The Fox Legacy does this live interactive call. Phone number is 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. And to see what the Restore product or the Rejuvenate product, if you go to Fox Restore with two X's, FOXXRestore.com, it'll take you over to this website, and you can see it right up on Dr. Elliott. You can see all the things that are in this, but it's the XDS technology that makes it so powerful, and that means it can deliver it right into the mitochondria and into the nucleus of the cell, which is very hard to get things there. He's figured out how to deliver over 32 different things right into the cells and making just the body just starts regenerating itself when it gets fed these different things. So you can see what's in there, and then you go down to the bottom, you can hear some of the stories of people talking about what it's done for them. You can click on those. But if you call in at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time to 608-906-0003, if you call in as my guest, you don't have to say you're Dan Soloway's guest, but if you call in, you'll hear different discussions, and I think it's some of the best educational stuff that I'm involved in. I really enjoy conveying these different ideas and hearing what other people are doing. I mean, the effects these are having, you just got to hear them. I don't want to make any claims for someone. I want you to hear them firsthand. So I wanted to relate that to you. I want to tell you a story, though. When I first started radio, two or three years into it, maybe not too long. In fact, Mike was my host then, my producer back then. And I came across a book called The Killer Within. And it was written by two scientists that worked for the CDC. And they were trying to hunt down where MRSA and these other bacteria that were antibiotic resistant and where they were coming from. and they traced them to cows that are given a tremendous amount of antibiotics over their life that helps the cows get fat. And it put 150 pounds, helps us get fat too, because it kills the flora, which has a lot to do with you being slender and the kind of appetite you have and everything else. The flora is the probiotics. And so anyway, they do the same thing with chickens. Chickens get 10 tons of antibiotics. Remember, you get less than, a few grams of an antibiotic when you get a shot. But of all these chickens out there, they get 10 tons in a year. And cows get 2 tons. They give more to the chickens because they're compressed within a real tight area. More likely, if someone gets sick, they all get sick. So they really overfeed them, and it causes a lot of problems. It kills the flora in our gut as well. And it just, but it makes them crave grains and starch, which is what has happened to our society. So anyway, I'm interviewing these two scientists, and they're saying, there's these little black dots inside the bacteria. I said, oh, you mean somatids? And they said, how do you know what somatids are? Well, the little black dots that carry the information, what the somatids are, is if an antibiotic kills a bacteria, but a few of the bacteria survive and learn how to beat that bacteria, then they take that information and it spreads out to all the bacteria around there, not just that species of bacteria, but other bacteria, and now they know how to resist that antibiotic. And they said, we've been doing radio shows all over the country. You're the first person we've ever talked to know what somatids is. I said, well, I learned it by reading your book. And I realized then no one else doing this kind of show hardly actually reads the book of the people they're going to interview. But I enjoy this information. I'm not doing it just for a job. I do it because I enjoy it, and I want to learn. And so I didn't know that was rare until that time. But if I find a book I'm interested in, and I look up the publisher, and I call the publisher, and I say, I want to interview your writer, on such and such subject. That's how I found Dr. Atkins, how to get a hold of him and other people, and that's how I found the Eases and everything. Because everyone that writes a book and spends a year or two writing a book wants to be on a show like this, so I get to learn from them, and you get to learn from them. Well, what publishers do, they send you out 20 questions, and they want you to ask these questions. I always told them, no, I'm not going to ask those questions. I have my own questions, and no telling where the conversation is going to go. And I've never had any trouble about it, but that's the way I do it. And but a lot of these people can be disc jockeys that decide they want to do a radio show. They don't have to know anything. As long as they're interviewing people, the writers will give them the questions to ask them. And it's a little bit like, well, I don't want to get political right here. But anyway, but it's a rigged situation in a lot of ways. You expect the person that's a host of a health show to actually have knowledge in the area that he's hosting. And I think a lot of them do gain a lot of knowledge over a period of time in doing it. The lady that criticized me for talking about low carb when someone called in her show and said, oh, that guy's crazy. You can't eat low carb. You got to eat all those carbohydrates. Now everyone knows you should do paleo diet and you should do a low carb diet. But I remember being criticized. It didn't bother me. I wasn't looking at her as authority. But now she's very knowledgeable. She does a good show. She knows what she's talking about. But it took her a while to get caught up. It's just something I started reading when I was 14 years old because I was curious. I was interested mainly for weightlifting and strength and all the vain things you have when you're a kid. But and then later on it became health. A lot of people come to this industry because the medical community is not solving their problems. So they start looking for alternative, and so many times alternative things will solve their problems, and then they fall in love with this industry. So they come into it in bad health. They may end up regaining all their health and become a vibrant person again. But I came into it healthy. I was just curious. I just started reading weightlifting magazines when I'm 14 years old, and a lot of it had nutritional articles trying to sell stuff that was not worth it. Most of it wasn't very good back then, but still, nevertheless. Now, don't forget, on Saturday morning, depending on what time zone you are, for me it's Central Standard Time at 11 o'clock, 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. Call in to that number and be my guest. Listen to it, and you'll see why I'm very, very excited about these products. It's a new breakthrough, folks, and it'll change your life. It really will. We'll be right back. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Write this number down, 405-627-1964, 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is a one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all that's packed into that product. But also the Gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
I want to make you aware that there's a new website for the show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. Find leads on where to hear this show again, the podcast. You're going to be able to look at things I may have talked about, go directly to those companies, read their books like Doug Kaufman or Dr. Kaz Ingram. I'm really pleased with this. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. So share this information, danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. And I want to continue a little bit with what I was saying before the break. I was talking about resistant starch. That's a new concept that really makes it much easier to do a low-carb diet and makes it very healthy. Back when that Miss Universe Dave Draper told me how to do it, I mean, it was beet cheese, eggs, lettuce, tomatoes, and tab. They didn't know I could eat broccoli and cauliflower and, let's say a spinach, just a number of different things, a little bit of sweet peppers, dill peppers, and things of that sort. Make a good salad and pour olive oil all over it and some Bragg's vinegar. They didn't know that back then. They just knew a few things that you could eat and lose weight. And it did work. I shed water like a, you know, like a waterfall, a pound a day. In 3 weeks, 21 pounds lighter. So it was very, very effective for me. But now we have so many wonderful options. Some things that claim to be low carb may not be, may still affect your body. There's a sugar that is fairly new, allulose, I believe is how you pronounce it. And it's a sugar that to your mouth, it tastes sweet, but it goes right through your gut. In fact, it also may help feed the probiotics a little bit. But they really don't even have to count it because it's not absorbed. It's not a calorie. It's just something that tells your mouth it's sweet. But it doesn't work like the artificial sweeteners that seem to make the body becomes sensitive to insulin, insensitive to insulin, and you want to become sensitive to insulin. In fact, resistant starch helps the body regain its sensitivity to insulin. Diabetes too. Pre-diabetes is an insensitivity to insulin, but so is diabetes. Now, there's diabetes 1, where the pancreas is being attacked by the immune system, autoimmune disease, and destroy the islets that release insulin. But diabetes 2 was diet-induced diabetes, DID, diet-induced diabetes. And they also call Alzheimer's the third form of diabetes, because when there's too much sugar circulating in the blood, it's highly destructive to the brain cells. So the brain shuts off the sugar, and when it shuts it off, instead of just shutting it down a little bit, like taking a faucet and turning it down where you only get the amount the brain wants, it turns the whole thing down too much. And then the brain is starving for sugar, and the brain cells start dying. So what they do for that is they put you on a very low-carb, high-fat diet, a keto diet. And after a few days or a week, maybe 10 days at the most, when the body starts producing ketones, the brain wakes back up. There was a medical doctor whose husband had Alzheimer's. Now, he was not so bad that I guess they might have had someone staying at home with him, but he could stay at home. He wasn't in a nursing home. So he had wandered around the house, and she had a big jar of coconut oil, and he liked the taste of it. So he'd just take a spoon, take 2 or 3 teaspoons, and then maybe do it again later in the day. So he was average, and they figured about 5 teaspoons a day. Within a few weeks, his brain woke up, and they went, whoa, what's going on here? It took them a while to trace down what was causing it. And they realized it was the coconut oil that helps the body produce ketones. And breaks down into ketones rather quickly. There's an element in coconut oil that they isolate that becomes ketones even faster. And the MCT oil and then an isolate within that that will become ketones. But just old cooking coconut oil, cooking with it, using it, you know, where you might use butter in different ways, or using some MCT oil that bodybuilders like to use before they contests, because it'll give them energy, but it will help them actually become more defined. So, but too much MCT oil at one time may give you a little diarrhea, or let's say runny stool. So you have to be careful with that. But coconut oil, feel free to use it. And it's used a lot now. But at one time, again, that was something when I brought that up many, many years ago. Oh, that's controversial. No, no, no. And what happened, it's funny how this stuff works. The corn and soy oil, one of the two, had a fake research study done, and where they hydrogenated coconut oil. You can have a jar of coconut oil, and I've done it many times. You can leave it on your cabinet for couple years, and it's still good. Even if you opened it once or twice, it's still going to be good. It doesn't go rancid. Very hard for it to go rancid. I don't know if it can go rancid. Where flax oil, as soon as oxygen hits it, it starts going rancid. Same thing is true with fish oil. That's why it's best to have fish oil in a capsule. But flax oil just doesn't have any antioxidants with it. Well, coconut oil, they hydrogenated it, so they made it harmful, just like corn oil and safflower oil and sunflower oil and all these hydrogenated oils. And then you would see promotions at the movie house back and say, we do not use coconut oil on our popcorn, as if coconut oil is dangerous, but the corn and soy oil isn't. So they lobbied Congress, and they made it look like coconut oil, and lobbied the Department of Agriculture and FDA, look at this research, it's harmful. Well, they created a fake, in a sense, a fake coconut oil. It never needed to be hydrogenated. It's the hydrogenation that made it bad. But regular old coconut oil, very healthy for you. Very, very healthy and very helpful for the brain and the heart and anyone on a low-carb diet. It's just a staple that you need to put into your diet. And I sometimes heat it up, mix chocolate powder or the Stevita chocolate powder into it, stir it up real good, and then when it sets back up overnight, I used to put it in the refrigerator. Not a good idea, but it sets back up. It's like having chocolate fudge. Very, very good. We're going to be right back, folks.
Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com, oreganol.com, and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, kazingram.com, kazingram.com, kazingram.com. But also call them, 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of it.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain, and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always lurks. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
Write this number down, 405-627-1964, 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the Gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964.
This Robert Gene, I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, SkillsToChange.com.
I want to make you aware that there's a new website for this show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, Health Talks.com. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. So share this information, danshealthtalks.com.
Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway, and if you're just tuning in, I'm a PhD in nutrition, been doing this since March of 1997. Interviewed many, many of the top experts in the world, and before I started doing radio, I was known in different parts of the world as a person that invented Hydrotone, which is an exercise equipment that now, after years I invented it, now I see all these other companies are starting to try to do different variations of my original designs, which is okay. I don't mind that. I want to see it live on. I still teach his classes in it 3 days a week, still in love with it. And now at 71, I really, really appreciate that I have a way of working out hard without hurting my joints. Because I realized if I was trying to do it all in the weight room, I would probably be in pretty bad shape as far as injuring myself. I've already have injuries I've had to learn how to work through or work with that I got from weightlifting from over the years. So that's how I was first known. I just thrown this out. But I want to mention that I was explaining to one of the guys that was a swimmer, and I would guess Bob is, he may be 80, in his or early 80s even. And he comes and swims, I guess 5 days a week, 6 days a week. He's always there when I'm teaching my class. And I told him about the diver's reflex phenomenon. I was giving him a little positive reinforcement because I told him they looked at different athletic endeavors or different fitness endeavors to see which has the longest benefit, which group of people live the longest. Is it bicyclers? Is it skiers? A lot of these people in northern parts of the world that spend a lot of time on snow skis. Is it runners, people that walk? What it was, the people that live the longest is the swimmers. Now, it's pretty easy to understand that if you're a bicycler, like I used to be at one time, I took a pretty good chunk out of my elbow, out of my forearm, by hitting some sand and the bike going out from underneath me. There's things that happen to bicyclers that go, I can't bicycle. A good friend of mine, he loves a bicycle. That's his thing. But he has an injury to his tailbone. He hadn't been able to bicycle in quite a while. And so different activities will cause problems. Now, swimmers can have swimmer shoulders. Sometimes their neck bothers them. But it's usually not a problem if they use a variety of strokes. But for whatever reason, the people that swim for fitness are the group that live the longest. Now, what I told Bob, I said it may be because of the diver's reflex. And he said, what is that? I said they knew that when they put blood pressure cuffs on people and had them swim maybe into a treadmill or a tether to the side where they can measure them, that once they got in that horizontal position where they're swimming, their heart pumped 10 to 20% more blood. So if you were working out on land at 120 heartbeat, you might be able to work out on in the water at 100 heartbeat and produce as much oxygen and demand and work the heart just as hard at a lower heartbeat. In fact, they have to take that in consideration when they measure people exercising in the water, because they have to exercise much harder to get their heart up to the same beats as they would on land. And there's different reasons why that is. To cool the body down, one of the ways you do it is similar to what an elephant does with its big ears, is run the blood through the ears so it can be cooled and let go of a lot of the body heat as the breeze blows against the ears. Well, we do it by expiring. When the moisture comes off of our skin, it's carrying that heat off, and it keeps us cool. If I'm in 78-degree weather, I'm very comfortable. I have my shorts on, short-sleeved shirt, and never think anything about it being, it doesn't feel cold to me. But if I get in 70-degree water, it feels cold. The reason is you have a little atmosphere around your body. Oh, probably about an inch or so of heat radiating out of your pores. And so you don't feel that direct effect of the air around you. But when you're in water, it cuts that. You feel it. It gives you direct contact with the true temperature. And so when you're in water, you dispense your body heat four times faster than you do on land. Now, it can be much higher than that, depending on the cold, how cold the water is. But let's say 80-degree water. My class, we usually work out at about 82, 83, and that feels slightly cool. But it feels like a little bit on the warm side if you're on land. So your heart doesn't have to pump to the surface of the skin. It's just pumping mainly to the muscles because it doesn't need to cool you when you're in cool water. It is a problem when you're working out in a warm pool. But the other thing is the water pressure causes the blood to return to the heart. It's called a venous return, and the heart gets larger because of it. When I first learned about that, I thought if I'm in knee-deep water, I'll get a little bit of that effect. Then if the water's up to my thighs, I'll get a little bit more. And then to my solar plex, I'll get a little bit more, and then up and then to my chest. But then I saw a really good research study done on it, and it only happened when the rib cage is underwater. Then the diver's reflex. What they had thought, it had something to do with laying horizontal when you're exercising. But they found out that was not it. It was only that the rib cage was underwater, and it caused the body to pump more blood back to the heart. at a much higher, more efficient level. I can take someone that can't work out very hard on land and put them in water and work them out much harder. They all of a sudden become a healthier athlete just being in water. But years ago, we did a study with my hydrotone equipment at Miami University's Human Performance Lab. And they took one group of people and had them do Nautilus circuit training with Nautilus machines. And circuit training was a big thing. And they put them on the treadmill, measured how at what's a certain speed for, I don't know if it's 12 minutes or whatever. But they had them do that. They had them do a number of different things. And then they had them, there was a Cybex machine, which would be similar to Nautilus, but using a braking system. And they'd measure their strength and doing curls or push-ups or overhead press or whatever, and squat, leg press. So they found out what they could do. They found out what this group of college kids that my cousin went out there to Florida, to Miami, to train these guys and girls, and what they could do. Well, we had a significant improvement in strength over the Nautilus machines. And yet, what they were being trained on was similar to the Nautilus machines, which gives them an advantage. We had more strength gains than they did. But what was really significant is we had a 25% improvement on the treadmill test in 10 weeks. The people that did circuit Nautilus training actually lost a little bit, about stayed even, actually lost slightly. So it became obvious that we were far superior as a training system. We had some other research studies that verified that. So we had better strength gains, but the cardiovascular. Now, my cousin, Charles, he worked them hard. He didn't just let them go through the motion. And I'm afraid that's the downside of my exercise equipment that I invented, that a lot of people just sort of go through the motion, and that's still helpful to them. But the beauty of it is you can really put out high intensity and without the potential for injury that you would on land. And to be able to do that late at your age is really important. And one way I wish I still owned the company, and another way it's something that I've done. It's sort of like getting married and divorced and you go, I don't think I want to marry her again. That's sort of how I feel when people say, why don't you go back and take over the company. For one thing, I had all these patents. Had 11 patents and 22 foreign patents. Those expired a long time ago. And if I make it real popular, then I just have a lot of ripoffs and I can't do anything about it. I had to fight it back then. And so I don't know if it makes much sense. But it's a thought. I am in love with it. And I'm glad that I have it and still have access to it. But it's hard to find. People every so often will find one on eBay or somewhere. But the hydrotone boots and bells is not easy to find. But whether you do hydrotone or swim, I definitely recommend getting in the habit of swimming or finding a hydrotone class, which can't find that much anymore. But if you can, take advantage of it. If you're here in Oklahoma City, I still teach at the Oklahoma Athletic Center, Training Center. It used to be called the Lighthouse. It's at Hefner and Hefner Parkway. And so Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, we have a class at 8 o'clock that I teach 3 days a week. And so I still have classes going here, and I have sets. And since I know how to fix them, the boots sometimes over a period of time will have things that need to be fixed on them. And so my class and I have gotten good at repairing those. The bells last forever. I mean forever. That's not a good thing necessarily in business. Most business products are designed to only last a short time. You know that by your own smartphones that you have or your computers. They're designed to give you a couple years and you got to get the new next best thing. Sometimes it's a way of improvement, but sometimes it's meant to become obsolete, or they wouldn't be a billion and now trillion-dollar companies. And but I didn't think that way. I just was trying to make the best possible product out there and wasn't trying to make it go obsolete. But get in the water. If nothing else, walk in the water. But really, it's getting that chest under the water while you exercise and put some vigor into it. really try to stimulate your heart, your muscle system. Really take advantage of that, and you'll see wonders take place. But if you can, come to my hydrocodone class or start swimming laps. But don't just swim them. Some of them, swim them as fast as you can. Then take a break and then swim them again as fast as you can. Thank you, folks, for listening. I really appreciate it. And I'll talk to you again next week.